an overview of population trends in the state and some of the characteristics of population. And I'll talk a little bit about our growth, which you probably have some sense that we're growing quickly, but there are some aspects of our growth you probably aren't that aware of. And I'll talk some about the geographic distribution of the population, some of the migration patterns, and shifts that we've seen in race and ethnicity, which have some implications for us, I think, economically and for a range of other things. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about some work we've done to project educational attainment of the workforce. And that's relevant, as you'll hear as I talk about it, because when you think about income, the biggest predictor of somebody's income is their education level. And so I'll kind of show you what we look at in terms of projecting educational attainment of our workforce. And then I'm going to just kind of go over and kind of zoom in on the Austin area. I realize some of you may not be from Austin, but I think I might have a couple of zoomed-in pictures of Houston and Dallas as well. And just kind of talk a little bit about some of the demographic and economic characteristics at a more micro level here in the Austin area. So I guess to start, I try to give you an historic view of demography or of our population growth in Texas. And if you look at the slide, you can see that in 1950, we had 7.7 million Texans. Between 1950 and 60, you can see that we added, I don't know if this will work, that we added 1.868 million, so that second number there in the population change, to give us 9.579 million. And I won't go through and do that for every decade, because I figure you can kind of do that on your own, but just to give you an orientation of that. And then if you look at that last column there, it tells you the annualized growth.